A Trip Around Columbus.
O-H-I-O!
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 The Ohio State University campus is one of the largest universities in the United States of America. But the neighborhoods surrounding the university were not all about the hustle and bustle of college life in the early days. The story begins around the 1840s, as North Columbus was a city of its own, just north of the city of Columbus itself. However, just south of North Columbus, the Neal family owned hundreds of acres of land. In the 1850s, Robert Neal built a mansion there, which still stands today. Settlers like the Beers family also called the North Columbus area home. In 1870, William Neal built a college, the Ohio Agricultural and Mining College, on a small parcel of land. That college would later become the Ohio State University. The first ever junior high school opened in 1909, and the neighborhood surrounding the Ohio State campus as Indianola Junior High opened. The early 20th century saw the rise of the Ohio State University. Football became popular in the 1910s as Chick Harley played the packed Ohio Field. Chick Harley's success led to the construction of Ohio Stadium, which was dubbed the House That Harley Built, based on Chick Harley's popularity as an Ohio State athlete. In the 1920s, the neighborhood and the university continued to grow. However, as the university grew through the years, the university and the neighborhoods that surrounded it were at odds. Neighborhoods along Lane Avenue, west of High Street, would be sacrificed as part of the university's expansion.
The early 1970s saw turbulence on the OSU campus. In May of 1970, the university was shut down for 2 weeks following the Kent State riots. In 1971, riots occurred after a routine drug arrest. One of the most popular festivals in the history of Columbus, the Community Festival, got its roots at the corner of 16th Avenue and Waldeck Avenue in 1972. As the 20th century drew to a close, Campus Partners was founded. It was an organization that sparked the revitalization of the southern portion of High Street on the OSU campus corridor, as restaurants, bars, and clubs within a two-block section were raised in the early 2000s to make way for a new development for South Campus, the South Campus Gateway. The University District has seen revitalization in the 21st century with the South Campus Gateway Project and the revitalization of the nearby Wineland Park neighborhood, a neighborhood that was once high in crime. For a trip around the University District, I'm Brian Curtis.
This has been A Trip Around Columbus.